How about the fact, and I do like Twitter. Like, I think that you can abuse it and use it in the wrong way, but I also think you can use it in a great way. You know, express opinions directly to fans. I like that. I think it's a very good idea. It's just how you use it. You see what I'm saying? It's not Twitter is bad.
Right.
It's awful.
Well,
it's do you use it the right way?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So Odell Beckham Jr.
Many don't.
That's right. And it could actually get you into legal trouble if you don't use it the right way.
It could get you in all kinds of trouble.
I've learned that. Or not from myself, but just watching the world around me.
Right, right.
Odell Beckham Jr. retweeted an interview with Adam Schefter. And you may say, okay, he likes Adam Schefter. In the interview, Schefter was talking about how the Giants should give Odell Beckham Jr. a brand new contract. Also, Schefter says that if he was Beckham's agent, he wouldn't show up for any workouts until he gets a new deal. So Odell retweeted that. See, that's the great way, Joe, of Odell Beckham Jr. saying,
I want a new contract.
I want a new contract. That's why I'm not going to optional practices. Now, next week, it's mandatory. Mm. We'll see what he does. I don't know what he's going to do because Adam Schefter isn't Odell Beckham Jr.'s agent. So that's a very neat and tidy way of Odell Beckham Jr. expressing his frustration without expressing his frustration.
Right.
So I respect that.
Yeah. Look, that may very well be. And didn't we hear something? I think Jerry had it where John Mara basically said they want him to be a Giant for the rest of his life.
He did say that.
You know.
He did say that. But he also said that they have not engaged in any contract talks.
Right.
Now, Beckham is in the fourth year of his rookie contract. Mm. So this year he's set to make $1.8 million.
Right.
Next year he's set to make $8.4 million. That was an option they've already picked up. So he's doing okay next year, not as well this year. I think we both agree that when it comes to football players, you know, you have the idea of, oh, you got to honor your contract. You signed a contract, honor it. Well, wait a second. Do owners do that? Do they honor contracts? Or do they cut you when they don't want
now,
you
football,
anymore?
There's no guaranteed money. There's no guaranteed money. It's not like baseball or basketball. So.
Exactly. So I'm not saying I'm on Team Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not saying that. But I definitely understand why a football player who believes they're underpaid says, yeah, I'm going to do what I can to get my money because if it was the other way and Odell Beckham Jr. was at the end of his career and he was making a lot of money but he wasn't good anymore, what do you think would happen?
Yeah. No, of course.
Look at what just went on with the Jets.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I don't know how Beckham's going to handle this. I don't necessarily think he's going to have everybody on his side. We saw what happened with Darrelle Revis in the past. I think that there are a lot of, I don't say a lot, I think there are some Giant fans that already are kind of on edge with Beckham, where they like him because he's good, but they don't love him.
There's a lot of Giant fans that don't like him.
Right.
I mean, it's surprisingly enough, you know, there are a lot.
So I don't necessarily know if he's going to have, you know, everybody on his side. Skipping the voluntary OTAs like we talked about just looks bad. It just doesn't look great.
Doesn't look good.
We'll see what happens once these voluntary workouts become mandatory workouts. Mm. And we'll see what happens when training camp comes. Because if he's that upset about a contract, guy could hold out.
Yep.
And guess what? Don't you think the Giants would eventually buckle? Because they kind of need him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they will. Yeah. And he's, you know, they will pay him if they have to. Let's put it that way. If they have to, they will pay him.
And Odell Beckham Jr. and his agents could make the decision of, okay, let's make them have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last thing the Giants want is a big distraction going into camp because Odell Beckham Jr. says, I'm not showing up. Now, does he still get paid his shoe deal if he holds out? I assume he does.
What he signed with, Nike?
I think he signed with Nike, if I'm not mistaken. And he's getting paid a lot of money.
Right.
He's got this shoe deal.
Right.
I don't know if there's a clause in the shoe deal.
He does commercials, too. Was it Head and Shoulders?
Yeah.
Isn't that one he does?
Yeah, I think he's got a Head and Shoulders deal. So he's doing well financially.
Right.
So I don't think it's necessarily about he needs the money badly. I think it's about, hey, this is a business, and I want to get mine. I don't want the Giants getting away with only paying me, you know, $1.5 million when I'm one of the best wide receivers on the planet. But I don't necessarily think he's going to win a PR battle in this because, like you said, Joe, I think there's a lot of Giant fans that.
Well, I think a lot of Giant fans have a bad taste in their mouth from what happened with the boat incident.
Yes.
I think, you know, and then he went out there and stunk in the playoff game. And I think that, you know, you look at that and you say, okay, now this guy's holding out now.
Yep.
You know? I mean, he's still as good as he is. And I think that, and his, you know, and I kind of look at it this way, too, and I'm not a Giant fan, but I kind of look at it this way, too. As good as he is, I mean, there's still a lot to prove yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's be honest about it. So I think that's a lot of the way some of the Giant fans think. So, you know.
Here are the details on his shoe deal. He did sign with Nike, like you said.
Yep.
He will make $29 million over 5 years and up to $48 million over 8 years.
Yeah, not bad.
So pretty good deal.
Yep.
For Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
So he's got that going for him. Reading that from via Sports Business Daily, who's all over it. Your thoughts on the Jets? They decide to part ways with eventually Eric Decker and David Harris.
David Harris, lifetime Jet. Always, you know, I'll think fondly of him. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's a business. I mean, it's not. This team is going nowhere. You know, I have no problem with it. I have no problem with it. They could have done it maybe earlier. You know, maybe they should have done it before. You know, maybe free agency period, so you could maybe sign with another team. They maybe could have done it earlier. But I have no problem with them doing that. And as far as Decker, I'm not surprised. And Decker, to me, is a very good player. And I would think Decker's going to find a home without too much trouble, I would think.
Yeah, a couple of things. David Harris's agent is not happy. He was on Sirius NFL Radio yesterday.
Because of when they did it.
Yeah, and I looked up. I went to the Jets, overthecap.com, I think it's called. They have great numbers on all the cap situations.
Right.
And I was analyzing, all right, what did they save? Because it was post-June 1st. And
they saved all that money, whatever his salary was, right?
I read that. It's the same thing, that it wouldn't have made a difference, according to overthecap.com, whether they cut him pre-June 1 or post-June 1.
Same money.
So if that's the case, his agent has a right to be upset.
Sure.
Because I think his agent, and he said it, would be, look, if the Jets were saving more money, and we'll double-check with Costello. I'm reading this off overthecap.com. Hopefully it's, you know, accurate in this part.
Right.
But if the money is the same, why wouldn't you do the guy a favor? You know what I mean? Like, if everything's the same, why not give him the opportunity, like you said, Joe, where he gets to go into free agency during free agency and when teams have money?
Right.
A lot of teams don't have money.
No, I agree. That's the thing. That's the part that would tick you off, and rightfully so. You know.
So what was the situation?
I don't know.
Did they have a change of heart?
Who knows? Who knows? Does anybody really know what they're doing here?
Well,
I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't know.
Meta reported this morning that Woody decided, look, we're not going anywhere. I want to save money. Basically, that was essentially his report, which is fine because the Jets aren't going anywhere.
Right.
And I agree with cutting David Harris. I do. Decker's a little different. We'll get to that in a second. But if you've decided it, why did you wait till now?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. No.
And the other thing is, I know you're going to love this because you don't love Todd Bowles, but either Todd Bowles is clueless or he's not being entirely honest. Because in one breath, he's like, well, we tried to talk about a new contract. Oh, well,
that's what they're saying, that there was, I guess, a discussion about redoing his contract and Harris wouldn't do it.
Bowles didn't.
That's what you're hearing anyway.
Bowles didn't sound like he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just
sounds
not
like
a part.
He was blindsided by the cut. It is true.
Sounded like it.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Decker's concerned, the only appeal of keeping Eric Decker is that if you're going to start a young quarterback, whether it's Hackenberg or Petty, whatever.
Which they should. I mean, it should be no question about that.
Absolutely should.
Yes.
You want to give them some weapons. And Eric Decker, like you said, is a real pro. So
very good player.
I think we all agree the Jets should be going nowhere. They will probably be going nowhere. But when you're trying to develop a young quarterback, assuming they are trying to develop a young quarterback, it would probably behoove that young quarterback to be able to throw the football to a veteran like Eric Decker.
Yeah. You know, I want to go back to the thing with Harris and why I really do believe Bowles had no idea what was going on.
Go ahead.
Because Bowles and Maccagnan are in different pages here. Because you could say they could say whatever they want about Bowles has got a free pass and, you know, they know the team's not going to be good and making the playoffs is not a mandate for Bowles coming back. But let's be honest. If the Jets go 2-14, Bowles is gone. He's not surviving. Even with this team, who everybody says has the worst talent in the history of mankind, okay? Right? Seriously.
Yeah.
This team and no quarterback, this team is going, if they go 2-14, you're not bringing, Bowles is gone. He's not coming back. Maccagnan, however, if they go 2-14, may come back. It's different. They're in different situations.
They're in different situations.
So I do kind of believe that maybe Bowles, who I guess is, you know, likes David Harris and then looks at him as, you know, a veteran leader in the locker room, whatever he may be, you know, all of that kind of thing. I do buy that Bowles might have been blindsided by this move.
I think you're 100% right. And I also think that it's very simple. From a football perspective, Todd Bowles wants to win games, right?
Right, that's it. Right?
He just wants to win as many games as he can. The Jets aren't better with David Harris not on this team. Because Mike Maccagnan, and it's all coming together for me, Mike Maccagnan kind of sounded like Sean Marks, where he said, it's all about opportunity. In other words, we're going to give guys who are probably not that good a shot because we ain't going anywhere.
We ain't going anywhere anyway, and we want to be as bad as we possibly can. So we can get those quarterbacks if Hackenberg, let's say Hackenberg does somehow start, which he should. Either way, either him or Petty should be. Forget
absolutely.
Josh McCown. All right,
John,
I don't want to hear
man.
It. One of those guys is they're not going to be good anyway. What is the reason to ever start Josh McCown except if it's an extreme emergency situation?
There's no reason.
There is none.
The only reason he should be here is because he's a good teacher.
That's exactly right.
That's it.
That's it. No other reason in the world. So, you know, to me, like I said, McCagnan and Bowles are on completely different levels. Different levels.
This is such an odd season because, and you look at the last 15 years, let's just look at the last decade and a half. I think you and I and most Jet fans have gone into every season, different expectations,
right.
but never like this.
Yeah.
Never like,
hey,
they're better off losing 15 games. We've never done that.
No, they absolutely are.
This
they're better
off. This
is such
an odd season to go into.
Right. And I never root against them, believe me. But, I mean, they are better being 1-15 than being 6-10.
Of course.
7-9.
So
and that's my big worry, bro, that they're going to be just good enough to be, you know, bad, not get the top quarterback.
But here's the thing.
Right? Can't you see that happening?
Sort of. The reason why I say I lean towards no is they really are terrible.
I understand.
And,
but they are the Jets, and they find a way to mess up anything.
They do. You're right. But here's the other thing, and you've even said it. Is Todd Bowles a good coach?
No.
Okay.
No.
So how the hell are they winning six games?
No, I don't know. They're not.
They have no talent and a bad
coach.
The
only way they could win six games even is if, like I said, one of these young quarterbacks turns out to really maybe Hackenberg is something. Everybody says he's no good. I mean, the guy hasn't even played yet. Can I see the guy play before we determine that? You know, that makes me nuts that it's determined that he can't play when he hasn't played yet. Okay, that does to some degree. He probably isn't going to be good, but at least like let me see the guy.
And this is the only part where maybe keeping Decker would have been a good idea. I mean, these guys have nobody to throw.
Yeah, they really
to.
Don't. Quincy Enunwa.
Yeah,
Robbie Anderson.
That's why.
And we don't know about the rookie, you know, Stewart and the other guy. What's the other kid's name that they drafted out of Cal?
Oh, yeah.
Hanson.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, who knows about these guys?
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And how about this one? I got to get this in. I'm sorry. Kim Jones.
Okay.
Reported on NFL Network. Have you heard this report?
I don't think so.
You want me to tell you something that makes no sense?
Yeah.
This makes no sense.
It's got to be Jet related.
And Kim's right. Of course it's Jet related. Kim's right. It's not her not making sense.
Right.
It's that the Jets reached out to Steve Smith to come out of retirement.
Steve Smith. What, the Steve Smith from the
Steve,
Panthers and the Ravens?
The good Steve Smith, yeah.
Yes. The future Hall of Fame, if you will, Steve
now,
Smith.
Now, let me ask you something.
Why would they bring him in?
I don't know.
For what reason? When you got Decker already? You got Decker here.
And what?
Then why let Decker go?
And why, exactly, and why would Steve Smith say, you know what, I'm coming back to play with the Jets? Like, why did they
Steve
make that
Smith.
Phone call? Did they call the wrong guy?
What is the connection
here? Did Steve Smith hear the wrong...
Were they thinking about Steve Smith? He was playing for the Giants?
Maybe. They're trying to call Stephen Hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his number's unlisted. what is the point that I
couldn't believe that. I could not believe that. Why would the Jets...
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Steve Smith apparently said that. That the Jets called him up. I'm hoping Steve Smith heard wrong. That maybe he got a phone call from, like, the Eagles.
Oh, Steve Smith said this. Oh, that's where it came
from,
Steve Smith?
No, he didn't say it was reported by Kim Jones that Steve Smith said that.
No. Kim Jones reported, but she said Steve Smith said it, not the Jets.
Yeah, no, from Steve Smith's side of things.
Okay.
That the Jets called him up. So I'm thinking maybe he heard wrong. Here it is. According to Kim Jones of NFL Network, Steve Smith, who now works for the network, was contacted by the Jets to see if he had any interest in playing another season.
Really?
Earlier today in the green room, Steve Smith was saying, hey, the Jets reached out to me, Kim Jones said, to the Inside Minicamp live show. We could ask ourselves. Yeah, the Jets reached out to Steve Smith, asked if he was still interested in playing. He indicated he wasn't. Or, I'm not interested in playing for you guys.
Right.
You guys stink.
Yeah, the Patriots, I'm in. You know?
Is that the most bizarre thing?
It's very bizarre.
The Jets reached out to Steve Smith.
That makes no sense at all.
The hell's going on?
Unbelievable.